Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good afternoon, 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Right now in Salt Lake City, we have showers, 52 degrees. KSL's top story. A day before the state GOP convention, it looks like Utah's newest congresswoman is going to be fighting for her job tomorrow. Senator Mike Lee has endorsed her opponent.
The second congressional district race has emerged as a bit of a surprise toss-up this weekend. The incumbent, Republican Celeste Molloy, won a special election to take the seat Congressman Chris Stewart left when he stepped down. But she's got two Republican challengers on Saturday, Ty Jensen and Colby Jenkins. And she decided not to gather signatures to get on the ballot, which means if she can't secure 40% of the vote this weekend, she's out of the race. Yesterday, Senator Mike Lee threw his support behind Colby Jenkins. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
The state Republican and Democratic Party leaders were both on Dave and Dujanovic this morning. GOP Chair Robert Axon says he expects about 4,000 Republican delegates at the convention tomorrow.
Whenever you have an open seat, that only happens every handful of years on congressional seats and whatnot. So you have the United States Senate seat. That's, of course, one that people are paying a lot of attention to.
Democratic Party Chair Diane Lewis points out her party doesn't have as many contested races as the GOP. So they're on a bit of a different mission.
What we have been doing as a state party is going out and speaking to all these county chairs, and these county chairs have just really worked hard to get the word out about Democrats and how important we are.
Democrats will convene at Cottonwood High School tomorrow, Republicans at the Salt Palace. KSL News Time 302. Breaking news on KSL. We just got word a Roy High School student will be facing criminal charges after they brought a gun onto school property. Weber School District says they received a tip yesterday that a student had a gun in a vehicle. When police stopped the student, they found an unloaded firearm in a case in the trunk of the car. The district says there's no evidence the student meant to cause harm, but they'll face criminal charges and disciplinary action. A 27-year-old Springville man is dead after a violent road rage incident in Spanish Fork. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson with details.
It started around 2 a.m. when a man called police from Highway 6 saying another driver had pulled up beside him at a traffic light, stared at him, followed him, and then...
The victim said that the suspect was ramming into his vehicle.
Spanish Fork Police Lieutenant Corey Slaymaker says officers spotted the suspect and tried to perform a traffic stop, but he just sped off. Officers did eventually find him again, but unfortunately in a neighborhood among a mangled vehicle.
The suspect vehicle had hit into a large tree and had wrecked.
Since an attempted traffic stop was involved, Utah County's officer-involved critical incident team is investigating. There's no word on what prompted the suspect's road rage. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
Two men have been arrested in South Jordan on charges they were training roosters for cockfighting.
63-year-old Jose Velasquez Rodriguez and 45-year-old Miguel Angel Garnica Oliva were arrested for attaching blades to roosters' feet and making them fight to the death with other roosters. The investigation into this cockfighting ring started when police responded to a situation in January where a 16-year-old Kearns High student was spotted back on school property after threatening to kill a teacher. Police found videos of cockfighting on his phone, which spurred the investigation and led to the arrest.
KSL News Radio's Emma Keddington. Both men admitted to cockfighting, which is a Class A misdemeanor. KSL News Time 304. Three witnesses are taking the stand today at former President Trump's trial. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, one of the three was the former president's executive assistant for decades. She testified that the two contacts that she maintained at the Trump Organization were for Karen McDougal and Stormy Daniels. Daniels is at the center of the criminal case. The former president has said that he wants to testify, but ABC News legal contributor Kim Whaley says that may not happen.
Hard to think how it could help him. I mean, he's in a position to potentially perjure himself. And the bigger issue is cross-examination.
She says there is a danger of prosecutors bringing up items that they've been unable to get into evidence, like the E. Jean Carroll defamation case. President Biden telling the Howard Stern Show he's ready to debate Mr. Trump.
I am somewhere. I don't know when. I'm happy to debate.
Stern also asking the president about decisions before the U.S. Supreme Court.
It's a really extremely conservative court, maybe the most conservative court in modern history.
Now, the appearance allowed Mr. Biden to tell the stories of love and loss that have defined his public image. And Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. has seen evidence of Chinese attempts to influence and arguably interfere with the upcoming elections. Blinken making the disclosure to CNN as he wraps up a three-day trip to China. He and top Chinese officials have been discussing a number of contentious issues, from U.S. tech controls to Beijing's support for Moscow. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Members of the BYU men's basketball team are on a field trip to the NBA playoffs. They're going to watch their new coach on the sidelines at his old job. They're going to watch the Suns face the T-Wolves tonight in Phoenix.
It's no secret new BYU men's basketball head coach Kevin Young is going to leverage his NBA career to kickstart his chapter with the Cougs, as well as help promote the team.
You know, what better way for this current BYU team to get to know their new head coach than in an NBA playoff stage? So it's pretty, you know, impressive move by Kevin Young to kind of make a splash and impression with his new players.
That was BYU Insider with KSL Sports' Mitch Harper, who said it's equally an opportunity for the players to feel out coach and ultimately make their own career decisions. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic Friday afternoon. Do we have a rush, Ricky?
Well, it's Michelle.
Oh, sorry, Michelle.
That's okay.
Habit, you know.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it's off to a rocky start, Jeff. Weather is really playing a part. We have crashes on I-15 in Utah and Salt Lake counties, and also we have slowdowns on I-15 up in the Riverdale and Ogden areas. Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
My minute's on the way next.